Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Game Closet Chats. This is Adam.
And Bianca.
And we are back to rank that closet. It doesn't really work, I guess. We need like a big van blocking the view.
We need some confetti.
What did they used to say? Like, move that spin bus.
That wheel.
I guess it works for any three words.
Yeah, exactly.
Play more games.
Yay! Round two. This is 81 through 90.
81 through 90 of our closet, specifically. Mm-hmm. Not necessarily favorite games ever, always encompassing. Although there's probably not many outside of these. Like, yeah, if we like something, we own it, for the most part.
Yes, basically.
So, mm-hmm. Okay. All right. So, 81 to 90 today. So last time we left off with
What was our last?
My
couple?
Shadow Rift was 91, mm-hmm. and yours was Choose Your Own Adventure, the second one.
And Choose Your Own Adventure, the second one, showed up on both of our lowest.
Was a crossover on the lowest of 10.
91 through.
We had several. I think we had four.
Yeah, we had Choose Your Own Adventure.
Choose Your Own Adventure, Doom. Chronicles of Crime, Doom, and Shadow Rift.
Yes, so all those lower 10, or lower, right. Last.
Which doesn't surprise me. I would say we'll probably have a few more in this one, but I think after this one we're really going to start diverging, and then we'll probably come back close to the same in the top 20.
I think, that's a fair assessment of.
Okay. And the kitties have a brand new cat tree and a scratching post, and you might have just heard Laszlo making use of it, so he might be some interference as he controls in the Twilight Zone. Control the vertical and the horizontal.
Okay, number 90. Start this time?
Sure, I'll go first. My number 90, and this is really going to surprise you.
Oh my gosh.
Stone Age.
What?
Nope, it's a lie.
Okay.
Mice and Mystics.
Okay.
Plaid Hat Games.
Mm-hmm, an old one.
One of the first for us, probably first 15 or 20 games that we owned.
Yeah.
Played the first scenario maybe 700 times.
Oh my gosh.
And got through, I'm going to say, almost half of the campaign.
I don't remember how many chapters or scenarios or whatever it is there are.
I think there's 10 or 12. But and we got through between 4 and 6 of them.
Six. That's generous.
I know you keep thinking that we didn't get as far as I think we did.
We only did like the first four, and that was it.
It's possible, but there was the whole thing of like, you get that pie if you help the cook do the thing in the mission. And then it's like, hold on to this, because it'll be something later.
We get to the tree, and then we stop.
Well, that's the first scenario. That's the first one. That is the first one.
Oh, wait, we go in, and we go to the kitchen.
And then the second one is saving Lily.
I vaguely remember.
And then it's going into the kitchen, and then it's like the
I don't remember
sorcerer's
after the kitchen
room.
At all.
Yeah, it's like the sorcerer's tower, and that's where you like unlock some of the powers if you're the mage guy. I can't think of his name. Or that's where you get Squeak, I think, or the ladybug companion.
Oh, yeah. No, so. We've
been through some.
I don't remember that. But
but we just kept starting over. We didn't have a consistent group. And when it was just you or I, we just didn't play it very much. I think I still think it's fun. And it definitely cemented our, like, dungeon crawling minis experience and liking it. So.
No, I liked it a lot. It's just, I mean, after you restart a game so many times, it's like, I don't want to go through the effort of that anymore. Like, I want to continue on with the character I have, and I want to continue on with the items that I have, and, it was a great game, I feel like, still. It is a little bit higher in my list, but, I agree.
Your number 90.
My number 90 is Mission Red Planet.
Okay.
Mainly because it's kind of...
top, bottom 10, basically.
Like area control and fighting over resources.
That is true.
I just don't like that.
I don't think of it as area control mostly because I don't ever play it to win, I think. Like I don't ever strategize in that game. And of course I never win. But it's always like, what can I do in the moment right now to like mess everybody up or further the one thing I want to do right now. So for me, it's always like playing the cards in the moment and not thinking about them in the future, which is what, yeah.
Yeah, and then it's just, you know, like moving guys around to just control the areas and having them more. So I'm not a big fan of it. So that's just why it's low on my list.
Okay, okay. We'll hear more about that one later, okay. I'm sure. 89.
My 89 is Bang.
Bang. Oh, that's all?
Yep.
Oh, okay. The card game, the dice game, both.
Oh.
We only own the card game at this point, but we had the Walking Dead Bang dice game for quite a while.
Yeah. Yeah, we did. Didn't we give that away?
Yes, or it's in a box somewhere. I think it was in the giveaway one.
Yeah, too. Bang is a little bit low for me, just because it's got a lot of just player against player stuff, and it's also like social deduction, and
yeah,
I'm just not a big fan of that. I'm just terrible at it, or like I have a hard time figuring out who's lying and who's not. So while I think it's fine.
We're up to midnight playing Among Us. So
Among Us is different.
The absolute social deduction game. It's of different our time. Though,
because it's like Bang has all you have. Your sheriff, you have your deputy, right. And then you have the outlaw, and then you have the bandit or whatever, and they're all trying to do different things. But it's like if you're not one of those, then you're just like floundering trying to figure out who's who. So
well, everybody's one of them.
You know what? Well, not in like you can play like six or seven players with that.
Still, everybody gets a role. There's no role. Yeah, everybody's one of the things.
I don't remember that.
Okay, Bang. I mean, I'm not gonna fight for it very much. So you'll. May or may not be seeing it soon. My 89, Walking Dead Risk.
Oh!
So this was your 100.
This was my 100, for obvious reasons.
This one, meh, I like it a little more, I guess. Area control, again, not really our thing. I do like some of the mechanics behind, like you said, with the zombie. And yeah, that's fun. I do like it. I think I would actually like to get that back to the table. And I think maybe when Caleb or my nephews
Nephews were here.
As much as they like Risk.
Now, you all absolutely loved playing it. So that's something right up your alley.
Yeah. So Walking Dead Risk, my 89.
Okay. You're 88?
My 88. Gotta go to the super secret. oh my gosh. Legends of Andor.
Gasp.
Yeah.
Gasp.
You loved
it. I don't know. I'm not going to say like fawning over it. Okay, go ahead. Sorry.
Well, I was excited to get it.
Yes.
And I really, really wanted to like it. And I guess I do. And I do. But it's a little bit too generic fantasy. Like, I do like the generic sometimes over super lore-y stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a little much on that. It's got different dice. It's got different everything. It's pretty good. It just doesn't grab me where I want it to.
Yeah.
It just doesn't. Okay. It doesn't hit where it needs to. I think it's interesting and I like it. And I wish it were higher on my list. But, yeah.
It's higher on my list.
That doesn't surprise me.
I think I actually like the generic fantasy part of it. Because, you know, while we... you know, have some, like, Lord of the Rings things or, you know, like, other stuff like that. Like, I just don't connect as much with that sort of lore. And so, like, a lot of it's lost on me. And I feel like Legends of Andor is so funny. This is the one that was, like, on your Amazon list or something.
It was. It was, like, in my cart for, or, like, my wish list forever. It just, like, showed
up one day.
Yeah, that's funny. I forgot about that. It was just, like, because, again, it's one of those ones that just went on, like, a super sale. And I think I had it set for, like...
A certain amount. And then it just auto-bite it.
Yeah.
Auto-bite.
An Autobot? Where?
Okay. It's a little bit higher on my list, but I can see.
Well, maybe we'll talk about it more.
Scratch your itch.
The person who's higher up on the list gets to talk about it a bit more.
Oh, interesting. So this was 88. My 88 is Armada. Ooh, you have something to say?
I know.
You have such a look on your face.
I mean, when you see where Armada is on my list.
Oh, I know.
You understand.
You
why.
Fighting at the bit to fight to play that thing. But not me. I enjoy it. I probably enjoy, well, I know that I enjoy D&D Attack Wing more than Star Trek and Armada.
Oh, I see.
And
okay.
So I'm just like comparing it to.
Comparing all three.
Kind of comparing all three. Armada is low for me. Just because.
Leso really wants inside a cubby that has
so
a blanket in it.
Oh my god.
But
he's never in the entire time that he's lived here ever really noticed that until just this moment.
Yep,
and he's decided.
Know.
I must be inside this cubby.
So, Armada, you hate it. I love it. I don't even love it. I just had to put the time into it, really.
Yeah, and so, like, I enjoyed it, but I feel like, just compared to my experiences with the other ones, it's just low on the list for me.
It's a different game,
yeah.
For sure, than those, and you have to play
the,
it at a different
the,
level.
The, you know, placing your tiles, like the, in the order of what you're
yeah.
gonna do, that I'm not, that kind of, like, makes me have like analysis paralysis because rather than just like, you know, you're choosing
your
movement
or whatever.
You know, for that next round and it's immediate, it's not so much for Armada, and then you can't take it back as easily. I don't know, yeah.
Well, it will be a couple of weeks before I can talk about this, but I will say now that I think they nailed a few aspects of the, like, large ship combat. I love what they did with the inertia.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the faster you go, the harder it is to change direction.
Yes.
I love what they did with the command dials that you're talking about, because it's like, if you're on this big Star Destroyer, it takes longer for your, like, commands
mm-hmm.
and your orders to filter through. And that makes sense to me. It's like, so you have to set it in order, but
no.
The small ships are just every time you're picking action, which also makes sense to me. It's like,
yeah,
there's no chain of command there. I just think that was a really smart thing that they did.
Thematically, it makes sense to me.
Yeah,
but I think I just have more fun playing D&D and Star Trek.
I would agree 100% with that statement for sure.
Okay, that was 88.
Uh huh.
Okay, so 87 for me is Architects.
Okay.
Architects is low.
Architects of the West Kingdom.
Yes, Architects of the West Kingdom. I think it has some cool mechanics in it. I like the you can capture other people's
They're meeples. You put them in jail. It's so fantastic.
And you put them in jail.
That alone puts this in my top 50.
I think it's interesting, but I don't feel like playing it, I will play it differently than how I've ever played it before. I don't know. I don't feel a need to play it differently than, I don't know.
That's true. You go all in on the cathedral.
Cathedral and like
that
other
tends to work for you.
The buildings and like,
mm-hmm.
okay, like each time it nets me like a fair amount of like points and things and
mm-hmm.
depending on who you're,
yeah, you're just, people don't like beating up on you because you're so small and cute. That's the problem. It's like, you just get left to run away with those things. Whereas, like, if we're playing with Ray and Teresa, Teresa and I are putting each other's meeples in jail as much as possible.
I put other people's meeples in jail.
Yeah, but yours don't
feet,
get,
it fits.
Those don't get a go. I'll talk about it more
You'll
when
talk
it's on
about
mine,
it more.
But I think mechanically, again, it has some really interesting pieces.
I agree. It has some interesting pieces. I just don't feel like I play it any differently. So go ahead.
So my 87,
mm-hmm.
right? Smash Up.
Okay.
Which is
yeah.
low, I think, for a game that seems to be universally beloved.
Yes.
But now I would challenge most people to say, do you really like it that much, or do you just feel like you have to buy every expansion?
The FOMO.
Because, yeah, now at this point, it's a little ridiculous.
Yeah,
so.
Gosh, yeah.
But it's fun. It's one of the first five games we owned. We played it a lot. We don't like the ninjas. We do like.
I love the robots and the dinosaurs. They're my favorite.
And
the plants. They're cool.
Yeah, and some of the expansions we got from it.
So,
definitely.
That's funny because those are like all just like super. Those are the early.
Oh, yeah. I got one expansion literally right before we gave the game away. The cats and princesses or something.
Yeah, something like unicorns or princesses or something.
It was definitely cats.
Yeah.
And it was fun. I think that they do. They like. have good original ideas for the different decks they do. Mm-hmm. And I'm impressed that in the last, you know, 10 years or whatever of its lifetime, it's gotten out as many as it has, for sure. But at this point, it's just a collector's item, I feel like.
Yeah.
There's, I don't feel the desire to play it. There's other games that do what it does better and more in a more entertaining fashion.
Yeah, it's a little bit higher on my list, I think, more because of nostalgia reasons.
Yeah.
And, I mean, I can mention more later, but...
Sure.
Yeah, I mean, that makes sense to me. I won't argue against your
pricing. Okay, thank you very much.
What was that? That was 86?
86.
My 86 is Card Lines. Card Lines is low.
Both
for
of
me.
Them that we own, or are you putting one on and not the other?
I'm putting... This is Card Line Animals.
Okay.
Which... I love, but it doesn't hold the same sort of, I don't know, like depth and strategy.
Barely a filler game, I would
barely
say.
Barely a filler game. So it's sort of low for me because while we have so many little games, it's not the one that I'm going to pull out to play with friends.
Mm-hmm.
It's just not going to be. That's like, I'll play this with my little sister sort of a thing.
And right.
So, it's low for me, even though I really like it, but that's just sort of the reason why.
It also doesn't, it's weird though, because it doesn't have to be played with, it's not even necessarily a kid's game, although it feels like it is.
Because it feels like it is.
It's, you know, even adults don't know. What's heavier, a flea or a tick?
Yeah.
I don't know. Okay, so my 80, wherever we're at, 86?
That was 86 for me.
Oh, so you're doing 85 then.
Oh, I'm doing 85. Okay.
Mine was Smash Up, yours was...
Oh, okay. 85 is Raptor for me.
Wow, really?
Yeah, it's
wow,
low.
Wow, that surprises me.
I
thought you liked this game.
I do.
I mean, you know, we like all these games, but I'm surprised there are 84 other games you would rather play, or whatever the criteria you use.
It sort of is, and just that I like Raptor. I love the art. It's some of my favorite art on any game, honestly. I just feel like I'm absolutely terrible at it.
Me too.
And so that's why...
No, to clarify, I feel like I'm terrible at it. But anyway.
That took me a second. Thank you for clarifying. And so a lot of times when I'm playing it, I feel like I just have no idea what I'm doing in the moment. And I just... It's like random decision after random decision after random decision. And so, which for me, who I have said many a time, I enjoy having a plan and following my plan and having sometimes a linear thing to follow, and Raptor just throws that out the window. And so while I love playing it, and I think the strategy and the sort of like, you know, you and the other person sitting across from the table, each other,
mm-hmm.
thinking, like, what are they going to do next? And I'm kind of just terrible at figuring that out.
To me, it's a tactical game, not a strategy game. So there isn't that sense of, like, I need to have the grand, like, chess being the strategy game of all time, where, like, you know, you're 10 moves ahead. You just can't do that because you don't know you don't know which action you're going to take on your turn, necessarily.
Exactly.
Or if you're going to get action points. So you're constantly changing to meet the board, the conditions of the board, which I prefer.
I don't know.
So I'm more tactical, you're more strategic.
Yes.
So.
And so I have a hard time with it, and that's why it's low on my list.
When it comes up, I'll have more things to say, but I'll tell you right now, the number one thing that I like most about Raptor, it's one of the few games I can think of where you open the box, you take everything out of the box and put it out, and then you play.
Mm-hmm.
And it's literally that simple. There's no, like, that's the setup. You take everything out. If you played it once, you know where everything goes. Maybe you have to glance at the
rules reference,
once.
The little reference card is fantastic.
Your player board reference has not only your actions, but the other opposing side's actions.
And a breakdown of all the cards.
Breakdown of all the cards.
No question. No, I agree. It is a fantastic out-of-the-box game.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Okay, my 85?
Mm-hmm.
Cutthroat Caverns.
Okay. Okay.
We've only played this one a couple times, but I would play it again. I don't know. It's just kind of, This is one where I don't mind the get your neighbor type thing because the entire game is that. Yes. And everybody's doing it and you sort of don't have a choice but to do it.
Mm-hmm.
I like that it's like kill stealing. Where I want to do enough damage where I hurt it, but not too much that you get it. And the theme behind it, I think, is fun.
Yeah.
We've got the treasure. Now we got to get out.
I think that's great. The monsters you're fighting.
I want to keep you alive long enough to help me through.
Like, if you help me this time, like, I'll help you next time.
And then,
like,
we'll be that much closer to the end where I won't need you as much. So I think it's fun and interesting, but gameplay-wise, a little bit. Even though it does have a lot of, like, a lot of different monsters and decks and things.
Yeah. No, I agree. That's funny because my 84 is Cutthroat Cavern.
Really?
Yeah. Uh-huh. I mean, it was hard to choose between 84 and 85 because they are, I mean, they're both, you know, against each other.
Wait, so which one are we on?
That was your 85.
Yeah. What's your 85?
It's Raptor.
Oh, right. You're 85 and then my 85. I'm sorry. Okay. Well, now we're going to be out of order because you did your 84.
I already did my 85. You did your 85. Now I do my 84.
No, I do my 84 because I'm even this time.
Oh, whoops. Well, my 84 is Cutthroat Cavern.
Okay, but before you say anything about that.
I'm not going to say anything because we already talked about it.
Well, I guess we did. So then I do my 84.
Your 84.
But then my list is not right.
What?
There's only 8 games on.
One.
What did I do wrong?
What did you do wrong?
Right. Slight technical error. Be right back. Okay, we're back. So, sorry. Had a quick console. Oh, no, my list is still up. Don't look, hon. Don't look.
I'm looking. Oh, you're all over the place today. Come on.
Okay, my 80 whatever. 84.
My 84 was Cutthroat Cavern. Yours?
Now I have too many games.
Oh, my gosh.
Lotus.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
I know why I have too many games now. But that's okay. Anyway.
Okay.
I put 80 on here and I should have stopped at 81. 81 through 90.
Yes.
Okay, that's what it is. Okay. So anyway, Lotus. Again, an early game for us. Mm-hmm. One of the first small box games I'm gonna say we got.
Yeah.
And I'm over it. It's pretty, it's flowers, it's got an interesting gameplay where you're like laying the cards in a certain pattern to make the flowers. You've got little bugs and stuff that are cute and actions that are easy.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing wrong with it. I'm just over it.
Okay. I'm not over it, so.
I think that the box is really pretty. Yeah. I think that the flower cards themselves are fine, but they're just flowers. Like, I don't find anything too compelling.
I know.
Once I open the box.
Yeah.
Oh, I know.
Oh, jeez. I know. Okay. This is right up my alley, Lotus is. So, it is not in my lower 20. It is
above
that. I would
have thought you
that.
Might be a little bit over it, too.
No, but. I still really like it because I feel like we haven't really gotten to play it very much. We played it, like, maybe 3 times. Like, all the way through.
No.
Like, you and I played. We played with Gabby. And then, like.
We've played with my mom. We've played with your mom. Anyway, wait, let me guess, you're 84.
I already told you what
it's Raptor.
Shut your face.
No, what was it? I forgot. Cutthroat Cavern.
Yes! Old man,
Cutthroat
Cavern.
Okay.
So you're 83.
Oh, you're just going to skip right over anything else to say? Don't have anything
I else? Don't really have anything else to say about it.
Okay, there's a little jewel thing that you move around as, like, health or something. I don't know. That's like the only thing we didn't say. I can think of. Do you have like characters you play? You do. You must. Do they have abilities? Probably.
I honestly don't remember.
Okay. Then you. You're up. 83.
Oh my gosh, I just said it was you. Okay.
But it's you because you're on.
I'm sharing. It's Catan.
Settlers of?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I think it's a great game. I think it's solid, but it's low for me because I feel like games have just evolved so much, and I just really enjoy playing a lot of the new things that we have in our collection. And yeah, I think Catan is just low for that reason of I'm not going to pick it over other things that we have.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah, played it a lot, kind of over that one too. So if you you didn't like Lotus as my pick, you're really not going to like my 83.
Okay.
Cottage Garden.
Yeah, I knew it.
This, again, is fine.
I know.
It's, I would rather play Bear Park any day.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that as far as the sort of Tetromino games mm-hmm. go, that it's particularly interesting.
Yeah.
We were just talking the other day about how, like, I have a hard time with visual information. And that's one where I can't really appreciate the tiles because it's so hard for me to figure out what's on them.
Hmm.
And so, yeah. While I do think it's got good art, I do really like the way that, like, the gardener moves. Mm-hmm. And then you take from that row or yes. column. And then you can forecast
yeah.
what's going to come up for you.
Mm-hmm.
I do really like that. I think that's a really good aspect of it.
Yes. I agree with that. I have many more things to say in that it is higher on my list.
So it's your 82?
No.
Was this the 82?
This was your 83!
Okay.
Oh my gosh. It's higher on my list, but like you, Bear Park is higher than it on my list.
Right.
So, I mean, yeah, I really enjoyed it. And it's, what is it? It's a Rosenberg
mm-hmm.
game. And I,
Way.
Yeah, I have enjoyed all of those. This is the only, no, we, is this the only Rosenberg that we have?
Oh, no. It's the only one of those styles.
Of those styles. There's like,
it was Cottage Garden.
There's three of them. There's like,
Patchwork.
Spring, like fall and
summer? He did the quilt one.
The quilt one.
And then there's one yeah. that's like a forest one.
Yeah.
That's got like fox. Little
woodland animals.
Yeah.
Yes, and while I would love to own all of them, Cottage Garden is the one that we have, and I really enjoy it.
Yeah. Okay. That's all I have to say. Okay. Also. So that was 86.
You're going crazy.
Okay, so my 82
mm-hmm.
is Codename.
Ding, 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 ding.
Yeah.
My 82 is Codenames also.
Yay! it's kind of funny because I actually just switched these on my list and then I said them out of order. So, yeah, but we're going to stick with it. 82, Codenames.
Why did you even say that?
Because, well, I don't
How
know.
How dare you? I wouldn't even known.
Codenames.
Whatever, my 82 isn't Codenames.
I really liked Codenames when we first started playing it. And yeah. I guess I still do. I think it might be hard to find people to play with.
I just have a hard time with it. Of like,
yeah, I know you have a hard time with the connections.
Yeah, part. The yeah. connections part. My brain doesn't work like that. Of like, look at these three. Look at this entire grid of words. And connect five of them together mm-hmm. with one word. And I'm like, what are you talking about?
So we play this game mostly with my parents.
Yes.
And maybe that's part of the reason why it's so low for me. Because it's you and my dad who are both have troubles with that. Like, my dad will pick one. As so, you know, you do the clue and the number of cards that pertain to that clue.
Yes.
He will do a clue and one every single time. And you just lose that mm-hmm. way. So maybe if we play, and we don't play this kind of game really with regular game groups. We played once with Ray and Teresa.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I think it sounds really like elitist to me or something. Be like, more competition to play with. It's not even competition. It's people who like to play it more.
Yeah.
I think I would like it
more. And maybe if we played it more, like, my brain would begin to, like, sort of make those connections of things. Like, yeah. sometimes it's hard, like, just, like, I feel like I'm on the spot also.
Yes.
And so, like, then I just freeze up. And so I just have a hard time.
Can I...
Go ahead.
Can I break the rank in the closet and say something about you playing Taboo?
Okay.
So one of my fondest memory games is Taboo.
Uh-huh.
Growing up.
Yes.
Like, we played all the time with my family. And it is very much an on-the-spot game. You have to come up with sort of clever ways to say a word without saying other words, or you get beeped.
Mm-hmm.
And I was so excited to find it and get it, and we played it, and we only played for 5 minutes. I hated it so much and felt so on the spot. I think you got, like, you didn't get past the first card, I don't think.
No.
And, yeah, my poor hun.
It doesn't work for me.
So, yeah, that. So we got rid of it almost immediately, but Anyway.
Oh, I feel so sad.
So that was both our 82s.
Yes.
Can I do my 81 mm-hmm. since it was actually my 82 and then I forgot?
Yes.
Bang.
That's
so, funny. I mean, it doesn't matter. Both of Bang and Codenames are kind of the same to me.
Mm-hmm.
The social playing part of, meh. I think Bang, I do like it. Actually, I like the cards. I like the way it plays a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I just, after that one time we played where the sheriff got killed in one round, it was literally the person had like, bang, like a bunch of Bang, or like a Bang, and then the Gatling gun, and then something else that let them do. They literally killed the sheriff on the first time that they played any cards. And I was like, maybe this game's fun.
Yeah, and I think just playing with the right group of people, too. And which, playing with more than, you know, just four people, because then it's like...
Yes.
It's, yeah, so it's a little bit harder. But, okay, so my 81 is Labyrinth.
Oh.
It's low on my list. Just kind of the same reason as, like, Catan. I love it. I think it's a great game. But we have a lot more games that I would play over it. And I love the, you know, the physicality of moving everything. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you're chasing after the little objectives. But we just have so much more complicated games that I'd rather play those, I guess. So,
and including Pokemon Master Quest.
Yeah.
Is that the name of it?
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, that was our 81 through 90. The mm-hmm. second batch of these we're getting out to you. I hope that your holidays are in full swing as you enjoy them socially distanced and potentially quarantined. Okay. So, yeah, just keep playing games out there. We'll keep playing games over here telling you all about them. And, yeah, if you want to connect with us, you can always do it on Twitter at Game Closet Chats or... send us a message through any of your podcast platforms as well, all right? So until next time.
Thank you, everyone.